This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Joining us live from the winter meetings, where the Orioles have made some news, apparently. I mean, I'm trying to follow along. From BaltimoreBaseball.com, he's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Let's welcome in our buddy and yours, Rich Dubroff. Rich, first of all, good afternoon. How you feeling?
I'm feeling great, Bob. You know, as Blondie would say, one way or another, the Orioles were going to get something done at the winter meetings.
And at least they're not facing a rapture yet, Rich Dubroff, but break the new, well, we've been talking about it for half an hour. Pete Alonso to the Orioles. Just tell everybody what you know so far about how the deal came together. It's still pending physical and whatever contract particulars you know at this time.
Yeah, well, it's reported 5 years, $155 million, which isn't quite the total dollar value, the highest total dollar value contract in team history. That was Chris Davis, but the average annual value of the contract is $31 million a year. So that's the highest in team history. And you know, I think it's gonna be really interesting, a really interesting lineup now. When you have Taylor Ward and Alonso, Jordan Westberg and Holiday and, you know, Gunnar Henderson, that could be a pretty good top five in the lineup.
Now he's going to take over first base. So the question is, what happens with Ryan Mountcastle, who they did, you know, offer, you know, arbitration to, and he's due to make maybe $8 million, I believe. Rich, correct me if I'm wrong there. You have Kobe Mayo, who had a great September. Sammy Basayo swings from the left side, but he's not going anywhere. What does this mean for the other right-handed hitting first baseman types like Mayo, like Mountie? And, you know, the speculation is around these parts that, you know, Mayo especially could be part of a package deal to bring in a starting pitcher when it's all said and done.
Right you are, Bob. I think that is probably what's going to happen. Mountcastle, the estimates on Mountcastle are close to what you're saying, $7.8 million. And I think that, you know, it's just interesting. Mayo was considered untouchable basically a year or so ago in trade talks. But now I think he's going to be a real trade chip. And I know Ken Rosenthal reported that the Orioles were among the teams that were looking at Miami Marlins right-hander Edward Cabrera. But that would be an interesting deal, having Mayo as part of a deal to get Cabrera. I mean, Mayo has much more value right now, I think, than Mountcastle. There's a lot more upside, but he's a lot cheaper. So I think that that's certainly a possibility, and it might be a good move for Kobe because he's from the Miami area.
Yeah, and the Orioles have had luck with the Marlins making a trade here in the last year and a half with, you know, Stowers and Norby for Trevor Rogers. That was a trade that everybody's happy with. Maybe they could duplicate that with Cabrera if he could stay off the injured list. Now, Mike Elias, because you've been there, said on Monday, Rich, that the Orioles have enough money to make a splash like they did today for Pete Alonso and still go out and compete financially for a starting pitcher. So what's the buzz there as Framber Valdez, Ranger Suarez, insert name here, has been kind of linked to the Orioles free agent pitchers?
Well, they certainly could. I think they, you know, what this deal, what this does is free up the Orioles to trade for pitching, and also perhaps get somebody like Valdez or Suarez, or, you know, so I think they need two more starting pitchers. I mean, they've had too many injuries. There's too much uncertainty with health in that starting rotation. So I think that they would like to get two more starting pitching candidates, maybe one in the trade and one in free agency.
Rich Dubroff, BaltimoreBaseball.com, joining us live from Orlando Winter Meetings. Orioles just tuning in, agreed to a 5-year, $155 million deal with Pete Alonso. No opt-outs, which is good, and a limited no-trade clause as well. So in regards to possible extensions to Gunner and others, and I know Scott Boras did the Scott Boras stuff yesterday, what intel do we have there? Is anything lead us to believe, with maybe a lockout happening a year from now, that Boras would change his philosophies in regard to getting guys extended before they hit free agency?
I don't know. I mean, that sort of has to come from the player. If Henderson or Westberg or Holiday said, "Yeah, let's talk about it," then they could talk about it seriously. You know, Boras is, if the player wants to do it, Boras isn't going to stop him. He may advise or caution them. He's extended players in the past. He's extended Jose Altuve a couple of times with the Astros because he wanted to stay there. If these guys want to stay with the Orioles, then, you know, he'll find a way. I'm not sure that the money is there. I'm not sure that the timing is right necessarily, because, you know, all these guys are coming off uncertain years. Westberg coming off an injury plagued year. Holiday still hasn't really hit his stride. I think he's going to get better. Henderson was down a couple of ticks last year. So I'm not sure that this is the right time for anybody. But Boras said yesterday, if they were going to do it, it would be arbitration time, which is mid-January, and spring training.
Hey, Rich, if they were going after that number one starter for a trade, what chips would they have to give up or be willing to give up, do you think?
I think that they would give up Mayo and Mayo and maybe some of the starting pitching that they got in those trades in July. You know, they got 16 players, and Elias has said that some of those players could be used to try and trade for pitching. So I think that's what they have. They could look at, you know, some of their recent draft choices, but the farm system is not replete with as many top shelf prospects as it was, you know, a few years ago. So I think it's going to have to come from one of those two areas.
Rich Dubroff, BaltimoreBaseball.com. Rich, appreciate the time as always. I guess a lot's happening on the website right now.
Yeah, we have news about Pete Alonso up there, and there'll be more later. And most important of all, the Rule 5 draft is coming up at 2 o'clock, which the Orioles, unless they drop a player in the next 20 minutes, will not be participating in.
Yeah, and how they got screwed in the draft lottery. I'm just kidding, kind of, sort of. Rich Dubroff, appreciate the time as always. If we don't talk to you, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays to you and the family, but we'll definitely be catching up soon.
Okay, my pleasure. Thank you, Bob.
All right, Rich.
There's Rich Dubroff, everybody. We'll come back, reset the program for you, take a couple of calls before we get to Nolan McGraw and an attendance report from one winning drive. And, just stick around and find out.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.